It's an angevent. We're used to looking at a bar mitzvah bacha. Bacha, when he reaches 13 years old, that he's a gadol. He's a bar mitzvah. But bar mitzvah is not so pashut. The ikka din of gadlus is a halach mash mesinai. The shia is mishahevi simanim. We bring simanim. We have shtei sairis lamata. Let's take a din of gadlus by a cotton becomes a gadol and a cotton becomes a gadol when they bring shtei sairis. It's a shear, it's an amount. It's a shear like all shearim. The Gemara in Sukkah says all shearim in all mitzvahs, like zayis by mitzvahs achila, shear zayin and zayin of Sukkah, all shearim is a lachmash mesinai. This shear is also a lachmash mesinai. That a gadol is someone that brings shtei sairis. Where do the numbers 12 years old for a girl and 13 years old for a boy come from? It's a Gemara needed of involved. It's a memory of Rava. The Gemara says, when a ketana reaches 12 years old, you don't have to be boydig if she has simanim. Chazaka if he has simanim. It's a chazaka that she brought simanim. And the same thing for a boy. When he reaches 13 years old, it's a chazaka that he brings simanim. You don't need bedika. Otherwise, you'd have to possibly be boydig to see if they brought two sires. But the Gemara says, it's a chazaka de Rava, it's called, because Hashem Rava, who said the member, that anyone that reaches that age, it's a chazaka that they brought simanim. What's my chazaka? Chazaka literally means it's an established fact. And it's a Gemara Chulin, that Fir Aleph explains, Menolon, that we go by the chazaka Medaraisa. Whenever you have a suffix, you assume it goes by the chazaka. Then it's a chayyah, it's a bit of a shame. Why is this a chazaka? This should be a roiv. Achay Rav is saying a roiv, that roiv, children, when they reach 13, they have two sires. And so I don't really understand why the Gemara calls it a chazaka, but the Gemara calls it a chazaka. That's a chazaka. That you think is a roiv.
It's the same type of concept, it's not a chazaka in Korah. It's a chazaka.
Uh-huh. I hear, okay. So it's a chazaka. He's saying the Gemara Bava
Vasa. There are things that you name on, they happen.
Right. It's an each growth, it's not one is taller than the other. Not because you haven't had it yet, it's because the growth grows at that stage. So it's a chazaka that the growth grew.
Well, we have Ruben the Issa, come on, Ruben Lessa, come on. This should be a chari Ruben Lessa, come on.
More, but it's not because there's a bunch, because we're assuming that a goof grows. It's an assumption on the person. Let's say there's no one else in the world besides one 30-year-old. We're assuming that it matured. Not because that this labor matured.
Yeah, okay. Okay, you have to understand when is it called a roi, when is it called a chazaka? There's no big nafkamina. I mean, the Gemara Bavasu, it's a shag, we have a chazaka, which is adif. But upon the Gemara calls this a chazaka. The Gemara is talking about the din of Mian. Mian is a din of Kedusha Ketana de Rabbana. Midiraisa, a Ketana cannot be Makabal on Kedusha. Midiraisa, a Ketana cannot get married. If you give a Ketana Kesa for Shtah Abiyah, you cannot be Mekasha Ketana. But Midiraisa, the Abiyah could be Makabal Kedusha. The father could be Makabal the Kedushin. Even when she's a Ketana. But the Yisayma, who has no father, Midiraisa, she cannot get married. She cannot become an Eishes Ish. She can't be Makabal Kedushin, she has no father to be Makabal Kedushin. But the Rabbanan, Chazal Masakin, that Ima V'Acheh could be Makabal Kedusha. Her mother and her brothers could be Makadusha. But Chazal also Masakin, that in this case of Kedushin de Rabbanan, where the mother or the brothers married her off, she could be Mamayan. Anytime when she's a Ketana, she could say she changed her mind, she's Mamayan, and she leaves. When she becomes a Gedolah already, she cannot be Mamayan. The Gemara Shaila is that as soon as she becomes a Gedolah, it becomes Kedushin Deraisa, or more poshut, when she becomes a Gedolah and she's Nivola, that's when the husband's Makashim Deraisa, and that's why she cannot be Mamayan. But it's the Gemara Shaila and Yivam Stavkav Tess. But Akaponim, because when she's a Ketana, she can be Mamayan, and when she's a Gedolah, she cannot be Mamayan. So what's a Gedolah that she cannot be Mamayan? That's what the Gemara is going on. Rava said, as soon as she reaches 12 years old, even without being Boydika, at that point already, she cannot be Mamayan. So the Gemara, and because we have a chazaka, that when a ketana shegiel chal shenaseh, when she reaches 12 years old, chazaka hevi simanim, she brought simanim. But the Gemara ends off, v'chi kama rava chazaka lemiyan, aval l'chalitza boy bedika. This whole chazaka de rava, that we assume that a ketana reaches a certain age, that she brought simanim, she reaches 12 years old, she brought simanim, that's only b'negei miyan, but not b'negei chalitza. What's the chilek between me and the chalitza? Ah, you would think that it's l'chumra. Because you think it's l'chumra, but no one learns that way. Because we'll get to that soon. We'll get to that soon. The Kivega brings down three psakim for the Magen Avraham. That you see the Magen Avraham doesn't mention the Gemara neither, but the Magen Avraham says in three places that there's a chilek between Dinim Deraisa and Dinim Derabanan. The Dinim Derabanan was Semech and Chazaka Derava. Anything Derabanan was Semech, but anything Deraisa were not Semech and Chazaka Derava. The three cases are, the first Magen Avraham is in Simon Amates. The Magen Avraham says, the Mechaba says that a cotton cannot write tefillin. Cotton cannot write tefillin, cannot write Sefer Torah, cannot be a cipher to write mezuzahs. So like the Magen Avraham, even if he's 13 years old, even if it's Gil and Chal Shnoisav, you should not be Simon Chazaka Derava, because this is a Din Deraisa. You have to have kosher tefillin. So for that, you have to have bedika. You have to wait until, you have to check the cotton to see if he brought two sires. The Magen Avraham does it on, unless he's ben yud ches, unless he reaches 18 years old. If he reaches 18 years old, then you don't have to check him. Then for sure, he brought two sires. All the Achrayim Yitzchak on the Magen Avraham, where does he get this number yud ches from? We don't find in the age of 85 when I get this halacha that it affects anything. The only place we find a shir ben yud ches, the Achrayim mention, is in Chesh Mishpat, when I get Hilchus Dayanim. To become a Dayan, but you have to be at least 18 years old. But that's for a different reason, not because to become a gadol. That's poshut that the dvar should be in the skabel. If you can have a 15-year-old bacher, a geis ilu, you can good cheshemish, but you can paskin, but no one's going to take him serious. He has to be at least 18 years old for him to take him serious. But kapanim, where do we find the number 18? Benegeya gadlus. That's kasha the Magen Avraham. So Rav Achrayim say, and that Bemis the Magen Avraham says himself, someplace else, the shir is nismangai zakenai. When his beard grows in. When no one here, he doesn't have to keep the beard, even if Bacha shaves, but he's able to grow hair in his face. That's a siman that he had, that he brings simanim lamata also. The Bi Halacha says that the simanim, the cyrus of the face, come after the cyrus shaltachtein of the bottom. So it's a kavach haim. So it's for sure. You know for sure that he brought cyrus on top, that he's a gadol. Some say it's nismali and some say it's roiv. Some say need roiv. But so that's the other shit. But upon him, just to be simach on a bach who's 13, even 14, 15, or even 16, if he's not growing yet a beard, or at least rave of a beard, he cannot write tefillin. Because since it's a din deraisa, we're not simach chazaka derava. The second Magen Avraham is in Hilchos Tefillah, Siman Nun Hey. The Magen Avraham says to be mistaf to a minion for chol davar shebekedusha, or even to daven for the amid, you could be simach on chazaka derava, because that's the rabbanon. To have a minion, that's the Rabbanan. So that we Bacha reaches 13 years old, but Mr. Bacha, he's part of a minion. The next Magen Avraham is in Hilchos Birchas HaMazon by benching. Simkuf Tzadik Tes. The Mechava paskins that a Bacha Meshagi and Chal Shnaisa, when he reaches 13 years old, he could be part of a Fazimon. He could be part of a Mazaman. He could be Mazaman all of. The Magen Avraham says on that, but that's only Fazimon. But for a cotton to be moitzi a gadol and benching, let's say for whatever reason a gadol wants a cotton, a mitzvah.
You're saying in the Ramah, the Mechaba was even less than
13. For right, I'm saying in the Ramah, right, in the Ramah. But to be moitzi for Bechas and Muslim, that's not in Shulchan Aruch. That's the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says to be moitzi for a mitzvah, to be moitzi some of Bechas and Muslim, that's the Raisa. So that, the Magen Avraham says, you're not saying Mechach HaZak HaDurava. For that, you have to have Nisman as a canine. So the Kivegan learns, you see from these three Magen Avrams, the Magen Avrams basically making a chiluk between the Raisas and the Rabbanan. For anything with the Raisa, when not Semach and Chazak HaDurav, if anything with the Rabbanan, we are Semach and Chazak HaDurav. Zok to Kivegan, what's the Makkah of the Magen Avram? That's where it comes from.
Simon, before you give
what's the name? Yeah, oh, that's the Safak of Shuma.
You have to be with the Raisa, it's something you give them. It has to be something, right?
Well, like Gitzi says, Yigimel is to be Moitzi Mechlal Shuma. There's such a thing, it's not called here. Okay, but you need both. But you need both. So Kivega says, where's the Magen Avraham get this distinction, this chilk between the Reis and the Rabbanon? So to Kivega, that's how he learns the Gemara in. Indeed, Daf Mevav, that we said, the Gemara is machalik between me and Achlitza. That for me and was Semech HaChazaka D'Rava, For chalitza, we're not saying mechal chazaka dav. What's the chilek? So that's how the Magram is learning. Miyun is the Rabbanan. That's what the Gemara is saying. For all din with the Rabbanan, like miyun, we are saying mechal chazaka dav. That when you reach 12 years old, we assume chazaka shehaviyah simaneha, that she's a gedola. But for chalitza, if you had a case of chalitza, if a man dies without children, the wife falls to yibam. She has to, the brother of the person that was nifta has to be miyabim her or give or do chalitza. So for chalitza, that's the raisa. Right now she's avam l'shuk. She's shemer siyavim. It's a lot of the raisa. She's asking the raisa to get married. So for that the raisa you're not semachach zak the rava, and that's who the magen avam learns it for all these other halachas that they cannot write. Safras and they cannot do be might see someone bechazam
mazan. Maybe that's where you're going, but if she's not a gedola, it's not the raisa because it's not kedushin ravon the raisa.
No, she's the. I'm gonna say the father was makabel kedushin, so it was kedushin the raisa.
Oh, so it's talking about a different case.
In such a case, we have a chalitza.
We're talking about kedushin the raisa.
Right, chalitza the raisa. We're talking about chalitza the raisa. Of course, yeah.
I couldn't understand
the gemara. Yeah. The chalitza will be a case. Well, according to Magen Avraham, at least. But the Magen Avraham is making it sound so pashut either. You're right, you have a good point. But the way the Kiryas is doing the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham is saying the chilk is the rice of the Rabbanon,
okay,
so you would have to have a case of chalitza the rice. It has to be a case of chalitza the rice. And you're right, it's easier. How do you have a case of chalitza the rice? We wish you an ishish the rice. Well, your father's Makadisha. It won't be a case of. The case of mean will be by Yisayman. The case of chalitza will be by Nadi Yisayman. Right, very good.
Maybe just clarify for me. If the kedushin was made by the mother of the brother,
yes,
and now she turns 12, is what's the status for kedushin then? If she's it's one day after she's 12 and she's living with this man, does her kedushin?
Yes, becomes the raisa.
And becomes the raisa then too.
Yes.
So then it could be this case.
Okay, yeah, family. Okay.
No.
Or is it?
No, because the Gemara says Yimachma. If Yimachma, that means Yinamon, that she didn't become a Gedolah. If she didn't become a Gedolah, so then it's no good. There's no Yidin. You can't have it both ways. You can't tell me that there's Midiraisa. You have to talk about Kedusha Ketana over here.
You hear this?
So, do we have to know what her status is?
So the same thing is,
she has to be Shlairus.
I guess you'd be Chosha both ways.
So
then she can't
have both ways. Either she's a
Ketana,
then she doesn't have
Kedusha
Deraisa either.
Okay, but
I'll compare
them
with
at least
we... One way has got to be the Pasha Deraisa.
Right, so the more Pasha the case of the Gemara, according to the way the Kareg is doing in the Magen Avraham, the Chalitza Deraisa will be the father's Makadisha. Father's Makadisha, now you want to do Chalitza Deraisa, you have to have Shtei Sa'ini Bedika. You cannot be Semecha Chazaka Deraisa. Now, the Emes, what's Pshat in the Magen Avraham? Why should there be a chilek between a Rabbanan and the Raisa? If we're going, if it's a Chazaka the Rav is a Chazaka, we always use Chazakas by the Raisa. The Gemara in Chulun says, Menon Lan, the Chazaka is the Raisa. We always go by every Suffolk the Raisa, we go Bas a Chazaka. So here also, we have a Suffolk the Raisa, if the Ketana became a Gedolah and that, why don't we go Bas a Chazaka? We have a Chazaka the Rav. Why should this Chazaka be any different than any Chazaka? As a fact, the Pima Gadim. So the Pshim Gadim says that three tzitzis. One test Pshim Gadim says is there's a taka miyat hamotzei. The sant, he says, there's a miyat hamotzei. There's a big miyat that reach 12 years old and don't have shtei sayers. So therefore, Chazal were machme that when it came to their ices, we're not simcha chazaka derava. Another test the Pshim Gadim says is that this is a suffix that's nitzan ruri to be mevara. We have a klal. Something if you're able to be mevara, you're not semecha chazaka or roiv. You should be mevara. When are you semecha on roiv and chazaka? When you cannot be mevara, or at least it's difficult to be mevara. It's difficult. But if it's easy to be mevara, you should be mevara.
Yeah,
that would be even been again during the Rabbanan, and also right. So the Magen Avraham says this is a little bit in between. It's not so easy to be mevara. This the Pima Gadim says it's a busha for the cotton to be boidikim. He says kadeshim levayish is a cotton. Chazal will make it by the abundance, and but Ramais, it is considered Efshin Levuri, it's a little bit in between. It is Efshin Levuri, so therefore when it comes to the Raises, we tell you to be Mavarit. We tell you to be Mavarit. That's the second Pshan of the Magen Avraham. The third Pshan of the Magen Avraham is says, over here we're dealing with a shayla of Shemer Siyav Mushok, which is similar to Arayas. What? The Pimbukam says this. He says, over here, he says also like the Pimbukam that the Magen Ram is going on the Gemara Nida. And the Gemara, in the case of Chalitza, at least, we're dealing with Shemesh Yav Mungashok, which is an Inyan of Arayas. It's not Chavi Krisis, but it's Chavi Alavin. When someone falls to Yibam Chalitza, she's also Lashuk, she's also to anyone else, it's an Inyan of Arayas. When it comes to Inyan of Arayas, Chazal will go to Machmir before we make on this kind of Arayas, we first have to be Boydaka, make sure she's Gedayla. I had a Shukha Kasha on this. This will really only be a test for the Gemara. It won't be a test for all the Rices.
It won't be a test for the
Tzul. It won't be a test for all the Rices. You're right. It's only be a test for how we met the Gemara, at least. Yeah, you have to see the Pima. It's very kids to the Pima Gadam, but he does throw this in. I guess he's only answering for the Gemara, maybe not for all the Pima Gadam's Hashvoyas, everywhere he compares it to. But at least for the Gemara's case, the reason why Chalitza the Rice will more Machme is because Chalitza is a Shang of Shemar Siyavim, which is a Shang of Anissa the Rice, a Shang of a Rice. And therefore, we're more machmir that you have to be deacon. Abi Semach and Chazak and Rava. So, how should the question this from the Gemara Yivamis Tavkuf Yubayz? The Gemara says over there that, let's say there's, in the times of the Gemara, people have more than one wife. Someone had a number of wives. The halacha is, when you do Yivam Machlitz on one wife, all the tsaris, the called tsaris, all the other wives become mutun l'shuk. So, the Gemara says, let's say the Yavam comes, he chooses one of the wives to be Miyavim, takes her home. And the Gemara says, 30 days later, they come back and they say that he was not miyavim yet, they didn't do chalitza yet. And the woman agrees. She says also, if he was not miyavim me, did not do chalitza. The Gemara says, all the other tzaras are mutta anyway. It's chazaka shabala. If he took one of them home, and it's already 30 days, the Shaykh and Taisus talks about that it might be 3 days, or the other side of the Gemara is 30 days. If the 30 days is chazaka shabala, and all the other tzaras are mutta neshuk. So you see from that Gemara, that was semich and chazaka, this chazak shabala to be matir shemer siyavim l'shuk. So what was this different than what the Pima Gadam is saying? That because of the chayim of shemer siyavim, they weren't semach chazak adarava. I guess it's shukat tzarechiyin. About kapanim, this is the Magen Avraham Shita. The Magen Avraham Shita is, when he's semach chazak adarava, for a boy who reaches a mitzvah, what do we look at him like a gadol? Only ben agir d'rabanan, for davening, for tefillah, for joining a minyan, for davening for amid. But anything deraisa, we're not saying like writing Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos, we're not saying Mechach Chazaka Derava, and that's how he learns the Gemara Nida. That's the between me and Achlitza. And the Kivega writes, it was a Maisa Shahoya. A Sefer came to his shtar at the time he was young, when his first rabbanus when he was Rav in Friedland before Persian. Sefer came to shtar, and he was a Sefer Mumchud, the Kivega calls him. And he came with his son. And the Sefer said his son is 16 years old. And this son was helping the Sefer in Safras. He used to have him help him in Safras. And the Kivege right away came and was Mocha. He looked at the boy and he says, it was not Nismanis Kenoi. His beard wasn't growing yet. I don't know. You say he's 16, but his beard is not growing yet. And he said, he cannot be a Sefer. His tefillin are not kosher. The Rav said that, you know, I've been traveling to many cities till now, and I've been by many Rabbonim, and everybody knows I do this, and no one complained. My son's bar mitzvah, no one complained. So Kivega took out a Magen Avraham, he writes. So Kivega said, I showed him Beferish, the Magen Avraham, Simulam Ates, that the Engelm saw today. It says Beferish, that this is you're not Simulam Chosak of the Rabbi for Safras. But then Kivega wants to be Mitzah that, you know, maybe there is a Tzah to Dingzach on the Magen Avraham. He says, the whole mark of the Magen Avraham is this Gemara in Nida. That's machak between Mian and Chalitza. So Dr. Kivega, the Magen Avraham is learning the chiluk is that Mian is the Rabbanan and Chalitza is the Raisa. But maybe there's another chiluk. Maybe it has nothing to do with the Raisa and the Rabbanan. Maybe the chiluk is Chalitza, there's a Cheskas Issa. She was Becheskas, so she's also Neshuk. So maybe being a gay, when you have a Cheskas Issa, that's when you're not Semach and Chazaka the Rabba, because it's Chazaka can make a Chazaka. That's why you're not Semach and Chazaka the Rabba. Mian is not connected to Chazaka. Faket, you're trying to keep a Becheskas her Kedushin. It's not connected to Chazaka. So Dr. Kvega, maybe there's no chiluk in the rice of the Rabbanan. Maybe you're semach chazaka the Rabbah side by the rice side of the Rabbanan. The chiluk is, you're not semach chazaka the Rabbah, but mokam cheskas issa. When she was muchzik to be asun, and you have a suffix now if this chalitza was good, if she was a gedayon, if she was able to do chalitza, that's when you're not semach chazaka the Rabbah.
Well,
Oh, so Mimel Zog Kivegel will come out by Safas. There is no Cheskasissa. And we're not making a difference between the Reis of the Bonans. Kivegel, he could be a, he could help the Sefer do it.
Something that you don't have is not called Chazok. You're making Kosher safe until now it was not.
But it's not, ah, oh, it's not Cheskasissa. No, because it's Kivegel Zog. But, so we come to. Yeah. Oh, well, Kivegel does say different shayla, but Kivegel is Mesupik, but there is a Cheskas Chiyev. Maybe that's what you mean. A person has a Cheskas, he's Mechuyah to put on tefillin today. And he's putting on these tefillin that the mitzvah boy wrote. And it's a Sofik, are these tefillin kosher now? Was it written by a Gadol or by a cotton? And you want to be Semech on Chazak of the Rav, but that was written by a Gadol, but you have a Cheskas Chiyev. So maybe on Kegan, the Chazak of the Rav, you have a Cheskas Chiyev, and you want Yetzi Yechiyev. But the Kirega says that this Musug of a Cheskas Chiyev we don't find anywhere. All of the Shas and Rishonim, when they talk about Cheskas Issa, Kaseyla, we always have the Musug of Cheskas Issa, we never find the Musug of a Cheskas Chiyev. That you have a Cheskas, you have a Chiyev to do something, and you're not sure if you're Yetzi or not. We don't find this Musug. Even on Lechayer, it's the same thing. Lechayer, it is a Chazakah. What's the other side? Is there such a thing as a Cheskas Chiyev? If you say there's such a thing as a Cheskas Chiyev, then the cotton won't be good even for
Tzolana. You want to call something a Cheskas Enishchut? Enishchut is Issa? You want to go from
Eben Achan
to the
Vegel?
Because
the Chazok Enishchut,
it's not
Shchut.
So you see on
a Metzias,
it's a Sipsa Zazach. That's the Suga Machzikim Issa. Yeah, okay, so maybe that's also because this.
Maybe Ein Shchut is Ein Shchut.
It's not
you'll be looking at the heft of the cloth. You mean
the cloth? Yeah, it's not kosher safe.
You never done on the cloth. Chazak is only you only clear chazak when the shayla comes up. There was no shayla on the cloth for the tefillin. The shayla is maybe on the gaver. The gaver did. I have a chiyut for on tefillin. I'm super if I was yotze tefillin with what I put on. On the Gavi, you have a Shayel Cheskas Chiyev. The Kvigah declares, is there such a thing as a Cheskas Chiyev? And the Emes, the Noidi Behuda says the same shtuk as the Kvigah. Noidi Behuda in the Madurat in Yonah, Simen Aleph, declares the same Shayel, that maybe Pshad in the Gemara and Nida is not like the Magen Avraham. Maybe it's not a Chal between Reis and Rabbanim. Maybe the whole Nafkamin is B'negei Cheskas Issa or not. And the Noidi Behuda wants to say that if it's only telling Cheskas Issa, then the Cotton could write Sefer Torah Tzvon L'Mazazas. And maybe it doesn't mention the Shayel Cheskas Chiyev. It's mashma, maybe he didn't even hold the whole Shayel Cheskas Chiyev. There's no such thing, because we don't find such a thing as Cheskas Chiyev. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's mitzadeh that the Safis would be good. From a Ben Yogim also. I was thinking that the Kveg, if you look in the Chuvas, he brings the Rabbi Yehuda Kaseyla. He always brings down every Rabbi Yehuda. This Rabbi Yehuda he doesn't bring down. I think it's because this Chuvas the Kveg wrote when he was younger. He wrote when he was in Friedland. He writes when he was in his first Rabbanus when he was younger. Maybe when he was younger, he didn't have the Sefer yet. Maybe the Sefer didn't come out yet, the Rabbi Yehuda. But in the later Chuvas, when he was older, that's where he brings down the Rabbi Yehuda Kaseyla. But Akapanim, these are the two sheetas that we have. The Magen Avraham holds the chiluk of when you semach on chazak adorava is by the reis by the rabbanon any din of rabbanon, but if it's the reis not semach on chazak adorava. And according to the Kiregan and the Yehuda, it's not telling if it's the reis rabbanon. It's telling if there's a cheskas issa or not. Even if it's the reis, but if there's no cheskas issa, you will be semach on chazak adorava. Well, the Kiregan at the end is very stark mesupik about cheskas chiyev. So that will take off a lot of these Ethereum. For example, most of these cases, you have anyway Shayam Cheskas Chiyev. So it won't help anyway. If, for example, Bechas HaMazin, you have a Cheskas Chiyev. So it won't help anyway. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that doesn't reckon with Cheskas Chiyev. He just says, as long as no Cheskas Issa, you could be Semech and Chazak Adorava. He seems to want to say it Lahalacha even, to make it. But you have to be Machman like the Magen Avraham. But the emes is, according to the Kivega and the Nebi Huda, will come out of Chumra also. The Kivega and the Nebi Huda are coming to be Mekel. They're coming to say that just because it's the Reisa doesn't mean you can't use Chazak HaDorav. If there's no Cheskas Issa, you could be some Chazak HaDorav. But it'll come out in Chayr Chumra also. What about if it's a Dindra Abonim which has a Cheskas Issa? According to Magen Avraham, the whole Deen is just whether it's the Reisa or Abonim. If it's the Abonim, it's Semech HaChazak HaDorav. But according to Bikvege, even if it's Darbonin, if there'll be a Cheskas Issa, then you have to be Machmir, not to be Simach Chazak of the Rav, even by Darbonin. And I was thinking there'll be a Nafkamina in this, when they get a Shayin of Tfinus Kalim. There's a halacha in Yerdei, it's in Kuvchav. The halacha says that a halacha, a cotton could do Tfinus Kalim. You don't need das for Tfinus Kalim. It's not like Tfinus Anoshim. There's a halacha by Tfinus of people, of men and women, you have to have das, the Gemara in Chulun says. But Tfinus Kalim, you don't need das. A cotton can be table. The problem is about Nemonis. Can a mother send her son go to the Kalim Mikvah and be table these Kalim? Be'etzem, the cotton could be table. When he comes home and says, I did it, I was table, how do you believe him? The whole reason why you believe someone that he was table is midin erechanam visurim. But to be an aid, you have to be a gadol. And if the boy's a cotton, Shulchan Aruch says beferish, he's not nemon that he was table. He could bring it home even wet and everything, but you don't know when he was table in the mikveh. He's not nemon to say he was table kelam. Zeishtet in Shulchan Aruch. The Prima Gadam class, what about a cotton shegiyah chashnais? What about a boy who's about mitzvah, 13 years old, and it's not in Smiley's Canaanite? Can a mother send him out to be Tevel Kalim? Can he come and see, believe? Does he have that manas? Zakta Prima Gadam, he mentions again the Magen Avraham in many places. Magen Avraham always says the klal is, if it's a shayang of a deraisa, you're not saying a chachazaka derava. Ben Yigimel is not considered a gadol. So Zakta Prima Gadam, the same thing over here. Tvingus Kalim, according to Rav Paiskim, is mederaisa. So if you send a boy out with a kelim, he's a shayang of the raisa, if it was tavo or not, he's not neman. To even a 13-year-old boy, and if it's not in Smiley's Kenai. Oh, but then the Prima Gadam declares, what about if you send him to be tavo glass kelim? Glass kelim was only the rabbanim. The raisa, the only kelim that's high, that needs to be in this kelim, even when the sheet says the raisa, is kli matches, metal kelim. Kli cheres, earthenware, does not need. We're going to have from kli midian. Earthenware does not need tvingel mekva. Now glass, we know, is blown from sand, is made from sand. Glass is basically a kli cheres. Abba Chazal made it in the Rabbanon, that even the ones that hold that Tfilas Kelim was the Raisa, but glass, they said, is similar to metal because it's smooth. Since glass is smooth like metal, they made it there, you shouldn't come to make a mistake, and they made the Rabbanon. Oh, so can you send the cotton out to be Teva glass? Dr. Pima Gum, that you could send him. He could come home with the glasses and he could say that he was tabled with them and he's Neman, because that's only the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon was Semech and Chazak of the Rava.
What about Aedis? What about giving Aedach Nevis from his aid?
That's why he's Neman, because Aedach Nevis.
So the thing that is being made.
It's telling the thing is being made. I was going to say, isn't that din of Aedis the Arisa? That's what I was going to say. And if you could say, yes, the Aedis is the Arisa. The fact that Aedach Nevis, whatever it means to be an aid, that's the Arisa. How does it help that the
Indian
is an
Indian? Because you go by the final nafkamina. You only final nafkamina is the Rabbanan, so you will be believed. Ah, so that's the Prima Gadam. But I was thinking, this Prima Gadam is going like the Magen Avraham Shita. The whole chilk is the Raisa Rabbanan. And to be Tevel Kli Schuchas, to be Tevel Glass, is only the Rabbanan. That you are Simachar Zaka the Rabba. But according to Bikvega and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a shayin of the strikes the Rabbanan. The whole question is if it's a cheskasissa or not. Over here in Lechayr, you have a cheskasissa. on these klis ruches, it was becheskas, it wasn't tovel, that he wasn't tovel with yet. So you have a cheskasissa. So even though it's the Rabbanan, the cotton should not be nemon that he was tovel, the klis ruches also not. So come out, according to Bikvega, you cannot send a mitzvah bracha to have a glass either.
Yeah. They're saying it on their eyes. You're going and
right, I'm saying.
Can you say something about the kulovis? Why can you say something about the kulovis to mention Bible? So kapan masalik.
Ah, that's not bad. But not makom chazaka. It's not suffic. If you have a cheskasissa, not by cheskasissa. No, it's not. No, it's pushed to the suffic. And lema, you want to be simcha chazaka the rava. So the.
I saw the brachas.
You don't see.
So he didn't make a bracha.
But that's always because you know there's a brachas shayang brachas v'tong. That's the kivega the mashor and brachas stuff you base about the shayla. You would the chazak. You wouldn't see the safek the rabban al hakol over here because it's a chesasissa, and to be semach chazak the rabbi, you can't. You also cannot be semach because it's a chesasissa. But I saw that there's a Beis Hillel from the Achrayim on Yerdeya, and the Aruch HaShulchan brings that also. The Aruch HaShulchan says that he wants to declare, is Tvingos Kehlem a Shana an Issa or a Mitzvah? And the Achrenim want to say that Tvingos Kehlem is not an Issa B'chlal. Tvingos Kehlem is a Mitzvah. And they bring a raya, it's not really a raya, but just like a shtickle dugma, they say that if you eat from a keli that you're not toivel, it's not asa. If you cook something in a keli that wasn't, the tafshel doesn't become asa. There's a mitzvah to be do tefillas keli, but it's not an issa. So if it's only a mitzvah, then you don't have a cheskas issa over here. But it's not called the shem issa, it's called the shem mitzvah. It's called a mitzvah. It's a meila. Going back to the Shaila, so the cotton, if according to Magen Avraham, the cotton will be neman on klis chuchas because it's only shang of Darbanan. By old Darbanan, the cotton is neman. And even according to Mikvege and the Nabi Yehuda, the problem is only if there's a cheskas issa. But if you don't look at tefillas kelim like a dava issa, if you look at tefillas kelim like a dva mitzvah, then it's not a Shaila of cheskas issa. It's only, but according to Mikvege, they had a chakir, maybe cheskas chiv. Is also like cheskas issa, you'll be back to the problem. Because you have a cheskas chiv to do this mitzvah tefillas kelim. And you're not sure if you're yetzer or not, and so then you won't be semach chazak d'rava. According to Nebi Yehuda, you'll be semach chazak d'rava. Right, the Prima Gadol paskens you can. The Prima Gadol says you can't send a boy to be tevel kli schuchas because he's going like the Magen Avraham. He's going with the Magen Avraham, that is only the Rabbanan, but according to what we're saying, what?
Under Bar Mitzvah?
No, Bar Mitzvah.
I have to be Bar Mitzvah to
yeah, then if he's under Bar Mitzvah, he's definitely not Neman to say he was Tevel. Even the Rabbanan. But if he's Bar Mitzvah and it's Lein Spang is Kena, and you want to rely on Chazak of the Rava to look at him like a Gadol, so since it's only the Rabbanan, you can't rely on him. It's actually in Prima Gadol.
It's only Neman. You can send him over to the brother.
But the shayl is, what about the coin to Bikivega and the Yehuda that they come out with a chumra also? Their svar that you don't go by the rice of the bun, you go by cheskas issa, will come out to a chumra also. Over here, even if it's the bunim, but there's a cheskas issa. And even if it's only a shang of a mitzvah, it's a shang, you have the shang of cheskas chiv. Just to end off, there's two other nafkaminas that are pretty common with the shayla. One I saw. Rav Shlomo Lubin in Yeshiva, when the Meir in Yeshiva was Meir, he was by begging matzahs with a chabura, and there was a boy, I think he said the boy was about 15 years old, and he wanted to pour the water into the flour to make the matzah. Hashem mitzvahs matzah. We know we do all the matzahs, Hashem mitzvahs matzahs, so we can use them for matzahs mitzvah, which has to be in Lashma, Shalayach Mitzena, Hashem mitzvah. And Rav Shlomo Lubin stopped him, he looked at him, he said, you know, his beard is not growing. And the boy claimed, I'm bar mitzvah, I could do it. And Shlomo Lubin had explained to him, it's not so poshut. That just because a boy is a mitzvah doesn't mean that he's a golof when it comes to the rices. And obviously they didn't want to do bedika, they didn't want to check him. So that's another shayla. If a bacha that age, who's bar mitzvah, who learned his mom's kena, if he could be involved with baking the matzahs. It's a big shayla. Again, according to the Magen Avraham, he's a chanat because it's a deraisa. According to Bikvega, it's not even by the rice, so we are saying that Chazak Adarava, we're saying that Chazak Shevi Samanim, it's only can I get Cheskas Issa or not. Over here, there's no Cheskas Issa, but here we have the Shalom Cheskas Chiyav.
Why do you watch it? If you watch it, it's a Nishima. It's a Nishima. It's not a thing
called yeah. Nishima. Yeah, okay.
If you watch and do it, you're fine.
Yeah, it's a Nishima, but it's a Nishima Chayr on the Maisa. You should do the Maisa with the Shima Shalayach Mitzena.
You watch it, you see.
So can you let a guy do it? You can't. We don't let a guy do it.
Yes.
He's right. It's a mistake people make. People think that you actually have to do the action. The Shema, it's not. You have to be Shema Shalach Mitzen on the Shema. So you're watching it. It should not become Chametz. But watching it is in the Maisa also. But even Shema, I think it's
the story is a story.
No, but Shema also goes on the Maisa. The Maisa has to be done with the Shema Shalach Mitzena.
So then you can do it. You can watch.
No, but he's doing the Maisa. You know what I'm saying? The Maisa. Looking at this, there's a big taz in it. There's a big taz in it. Oh. And Hilchos Pesach talks about exactly the Gedder Shema. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. But that's the know that's the shayla. Another more famous one on shayla is about kriyas haTorah. If you have a bacha, a mitzvah bacha, mishlenis mangas kenai, and he's gonna say the balkaira a whole year, that's not a big problem because kriyas haTorah is the abonon. And the abonon was samech on chazaka the rava, and there's no cheskas issa. Maybe you couldn't be it would be a shayla a whole year, but you have a cheskas chiyev. Tziba has a ches is becheskas chiyev in kriyas haTorah with it, and you're not sure if he was a gadol or not. Maybe it is a shayla a whole year. But akuponim, the more common shayla is by pashas zoch and pashas parah. Shulchan Aruch state, yeshem in pashas zoch and pashas parah is their isa. So let's say you have a bakayah who's bar mitzvah a whole year. He wants to learn that week also pashas parah pashas zoch. Or more common shayla is if he has bar mitzvah that week. His bar mitzvah is that week, and the bacha wants to learn. It happens the bacha wants to learn his maftir, the aliyah he's getting. So according to the Magen Avraham, it would be a problem if you, because since Yeshem is their Isa, you're not semach chazak adurava for their Isis. According to Bikveig and the Yehuda that's telling Cheskes Issa, it wouldn't be a problem because there's no Cheskes Issa over here. Except according to the Bikveig's Mitzad, the Cheskes Chiv is also like a Cheskes Issa, so by it you'd have a problem. Another shayla, which another truth Bikveig. Talks about is about Hataras Nedarim. Someone makes a nether and he wants to mount the nether, can a cotton be one of the bezden? No, I'm sorry, can a bar mitzvah bacha be part of the bezden to mount the nether? So after B'Kvega, no. B'Kvega says, that's Zicha, the Raisa. Hataras Nedarim is the Raisa, and for the Raisa you cannot be Semach and Chazaka the Rava. The B'Kvega doesn't talk about this Zichar will be the same thing ever shown. I was always wondering, the Ingham is not really, I don't think, Makbet on this. People aren't so careful. Sometimes they'll take up a mitzvah bacha, find a bacha to be part of the bezdin. It's really not so pashut. The bacha who's that age, he's bar mitzvah, but it's not nisman as a kina yet. It's a bit of a problem. He should not be part of the bezdin.
And the
they don't. They shouldn't. And I think they. Yeah. Okay. But Kivega says this beferish. This is it's different simon in Gimel. He says not to use a bar mitzvah bacha for part of the bezdin. And what about for the bacha himself? I was thinking, how is he? Mati Neder. Can he be mistaken with a group of other mitzvah bachim? Well, not, because if he sits down with if a group of four mitzvah bachim sit down together to be Mati Neder, maybe the one who's being shoyel is a gadol, and the three that are sitting, or one of the three that are sitting, is not a gadol yet. Is a chayra, that age, when he's by mitzvah, until he's nisman his kenai, he's going to have to ask a favor from three people who are nisman his kenam. Who are vada gedolim that they should be mati neder to him, and he cannot be part of the bezin to be mati them. At that age, he has to be mati them, and he cannot be part of the bezin to be mati them. But the chayyim, the verse not knowing this.
Even a 12-year-old who knows what he's doing,
so
it's a flaw.
So should
tell him that also.
Mati, boss,
if you
can make
it,
mati. No, that's not the same thing. No, it's not the same thing. You're right. It's not the same thing.
Now, it's the bezin part.
Bezin part is then Hilchus Bezin.